Talk Live, and you are invited to take control of the airwaves. Just dial in toll-free and bring up anything you want at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Joining you tonight, it is Ian,
JJ, and Mark.
And you can join us online as well at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features you will find there free. The main feature of the site actually allows you to control the content. You submit different things that you find online that you think are interesting, that you think our other listeners might enjoy. Submit that as show prep to the website, and then others vote on whether they like or dislike it. And the most liked make it to the front page and the top of the website at freetalklive.com. So do head over there and get interactive. We'll come back here in a moment to continue the discussion about spirituality. You were talking, JJ, last hour about how spirituality can also be negative, not just a positive thing.
Well, yes. I think it's easy to see that we live in a positive spectrum. I mean, we measure frequencies, and they go from zero to positive, whatever they go to. And things like that. There's also, of course, the negative spectrum.
Just right, because we were talking about Hitler and right. What his religious beliefs were. So I want to come back right. to that discussion here in just a moment.
Excellent.
But first, let's talk to Jim, who's been listening in Illinois. Jim, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, Ian. Hey, Mark. Hey, JJ.
Hey, Jim. What's on your mind tonight?
Hey, the other day, I was listening to the podcast. I think it was Fridays. It started off with the guy who is a representative from Illinois. Sorry for him. I apologize, even though I'm not in his district. He said he didn't believe in global warming because he believed the Bible and it was the inerrant word of God and all of that mess. If he believes the Bible and he thinks it's the inerrant word of God, I got some words for him here. I'm wondering if he believes these. Book of 1 Samuel chapter 8. I'm just gonna hit the important verses here. Samuel told all the words of the Lord to the people who were asking him for a king. He said, "This is what the king who will reign over you will claim as his rights. He will take your sons and make them serve with his chariots and horses, and they will run in front of his chariots. Some he will assign to be commanders of thousands and commanders of fifties, and others to plow his ground and reap his harvest, and still others to make weapons of war and equipment for his chariots. He will take your daughters to be perfumers and cooks and bakers. He will take the best of your fields and vineyards and olive groves and give them to his attendants. He will take a tenth of your grain and of your vintage and give it to his officials and attendants. Your male and female servants are the best of your and the best of your cattle, and donkeys he will take for his own use. He will take a tenth of your flocks, and you yourselves will become his slaves. When that day comes, you will cry out for relief from the king you have chosen, but the Lord will not answer you in that day." Does he believe those verses too?
Yeah, he probably thinks that that's what people assigned to themselves by choosing the king at that time, so that's why we've got that now.
That's exactly what we have now. And I just find it interesting that he's claiming this, yet he's one of these, let's face it, he's a quote-unquote representative, elective official. He is, for all intents and purposes, the king of his district.
I don't even know who we're talking about. I'm sorry, I'm a little lost.
You don't remember the show prep that we had where the leader of the House Energy Commission committee had said that global warming won't come?
Because of Jesus, because of God's promise to Noah?
Yes.
Right.
Oh, okay. I thought we were talking about Illinois or something like that.
Yes, he is a representative of Illinois.
Gotcha.
So, I mean, really, why are you even talking about this guy? Because that's just crazy talk. I mean, seriously.
It's crazy.
Don't give him any more credence than he deserves. I mean, that guy shouldn't even be in public power, let alone talking in front of a microphone.
That was really my point in bringing it all up.
Jim, anything else you want to comment on here tonight?
No, just wanted to bring this up because if he believes in the Word of God, then, he should step down because he's doing what he supports is what this verse in the Bible says, making people his slaves.
Amen. I'm sure he won't see it that way, but thank you for that. You're right. I mean, thank you for the call. Well pointed out. Appreciate those thoughts at 800-259-9231. So, JJ, back to the spirituality discussion. You had suggested, or there was some discussion about Hitler and his religion, and is he a Catholic? Was he a Catholic? Apparently he was a member of the Catholic Church, but it wasn't actually attending the Catholic Church, wasn't actually, active with the Catholic Church, and seemed to have some sort of disdain for the, according to Wikipedia, the authoritarian structure, ironically enough, of the Catholic Church.
I'd like to jump in real quick. The caller, what was his name that called in regarding the...
Jim?
Is it Frank?
Was it Jim, the guy
that we were just talking to right now?
No. The guy who called in regarding the Catholic Church that started all of this.
Matt.
So Matt called in. He didn't like that I called Hitler a Catholic. I called Hitler a Catholic in regards to him being called an atheist.
Mm-hmm, right.
And this, and my question to Matt is, would you be mad if I just said it was okay if Ian, if I left Ian's statement alone that Hitler was an atheist? And
it, maybe not, because he was upset by you calling him a Catholic.
Right. And this is the point. Like, Hitler was much more a Catholic than he was an atheist, in the sense that Hitler never claimed atheism.
Mm-hmm.
He claimed Catholicism. I don't care if Hitler worshipped Norse gods. I don't care about any of that
stuff.
It
doesn't matter.
What bothers me is that people call Hitler an atheist when he wasn't. People want to use Hitler as this boogeyman to vilify a particular group. In this case, the atheists, which is a very small group of people. And, you know, people, it's largely Christians that do this. And I just don't, I think if the guy claimed to be a Christian, which is what a Catholic is, then you should, own up to that.
Well, okay.
If he
claimed to be a Christian and it wasn't the right thing, why didn't the entire Christian community, like, create an outrage about it, or just shun him, or ostracize him, or whatever they do, exile him, whatever. I mean, they could have sat there and defended that position and held, you know, a rigorous standard for those who would claim to be Christian if they wanted to set that force, but they kind of failed on that. So I would say that the community is at fault just as much as anyone, because if someone's using the name that I'm associated with, and they do something bad, I'm going to stand up and I'm going to publicly decry that person.
Yeah.
And make sure that there's a separation between me and that person.
Yeah, absolutely. But, I mean, then again, a lot of Christians believe it's totally Christian to go around and kill people, so...
Yeah, which is...
It's not very Christian, in my opinion, but then again, I'm not a Christian. I mean, I still speak out against that on this show, and I'm not even a Christian. So, what? I can see the hypocrisy in that. And I'm not even a Christian. I was in the past, but no.
Well, it's just, you know, it's a dogma. The whole religion thing is just baffling to me, because these people, they think they're being spiritual by remembering some verses and sitting together and singing some songs, and I don't see the spirituality in a lot of that. I attended some of that stuff, and maybe it doesn't for some people, but I think it's missing the larger point, in that spirituality is pretty much an individualistic thing. It's a meditative thing.
Well, and
thing.
Church is not an individualistic thing.
No.
Church is a social occasion for a lot of people, well, for a good amount of people to go to church.
And it's just brainwashing to some extent. And this is the point that, that obviously most Christians would not look at Hitler and say that what Hitler did was good, right, okay, or whatever. However, most Christians in Germany managed to live in a country while this was going on.
And what did they do about it?
You know, what do you take taking a stand for? What's your stand for? Obviously, it's not against genocide.
Right.
You know, one of the biggest sins that one can come up with.
Well, they didn't know it was a genocide at that time.
Life magazine did have did more than one expose on what was going on with the Jews at the time. You'd think that people in Germany would have paid a little closer attention.
Even in the, I remember watching a movie about the White Rose Society. You familiar with the White Rose Society?
Isn't that the people that died, saying that Hitler did bad stuff?
They were trying to get the word out about what was going on, or what they thought was really going on. There were rumors, as I understand it, about what was going on.
Sure.
You know, people being put on trains, where were they taking them, that kind of thing. And the White Rose Society existed to put out information in pamphlet form, basically.
Well, it was propaganda, but it was propaganda speaking out against what was going on. It wasn't pro-Nazi propaganda. It was anti-Nazi,
right.
Anti-Nazi
propaganda. Yeah, it was information exactly for those purposes, and so therefore it was a big threat to the Nazis, and the Nazis found them, and they crushed them, and they
Nazis
killed them.
Nazis have no problem using violence to get what they want, right?
They crushed them, and they killed them. But my point being that there was just pretty much just rumor flying around about what was maybe happening. It was very unconfirmed for a lot of people that were living there. They didn't know that people were being executed or that they were being taken to their doom at that time. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. But still, were the Christians speaking out against the Jews being rounded up?
No, the war.
Right.
Just speak out against the war itself. Let's begin at the very beginning.
Yeah.
Speak out against the violence and killing.
Are they speaking out against it today?
No.
They're chanting and they're cheering it on.
Right.
You can take control. And, of course, I'm not talking about all Christians, just the ones that are visible. We're coming up. You take control. It's Free Talk Live.
MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, XFPs, GBIC, Zenfax, and X2s. 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP. All at up to 99% off list price. MemoryDealers.com is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs. In stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com.
Have you ever wished that you could buy, sell, and trade in silver in your community? Del Valle Silver has a no-cost, turnkey setup for you. You recruit 6 to 8 businesses in your area to accept Del Valle Silver rounds as barter currency, and your wish is granted. You get paid, and you promote the use of real money. This isn't like so many other silver currency setups where it's really just a system to sell high-priced rounds. It's a free market system based on Austrian economics. DelValleySilver.com. DelValleySilver.com.
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Free Talk Live, you take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll free and bring up whatever you want. Religion, the topic on the table at the moment, but you can bring up anything. 800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got a lot of features there, and we give them to you for free. So enjoy things like our wiki, where you can edit virtually anything that's there. Over 2,000 pages created by listeners just like you. WIKI Wiki. freetalklive.com.
So how does a cruise to Bermuda sound right now? How about a cruise to Bermuda with Stefan Molyneux, Wes Bertrand of Complete Liberty, and me? This cruise isn't just a convention on the water, it's an unconference where, you know, not only will there be speaking events, but it's what you want to make of it. The boat has an ice skating rink, rock climbing wall, miniature golf, and a lot more. The ship leaves Bayonne, New Jersey in November 2011, but you need to reserve your berth now to guarantee your low price of $535 double occupancy. It's an incredibly low price. Go to cruise.freetalklive.com. Do it today. It's cruise.freetalklive.com.
All right, 800-259-9231. JJ here tonight. We're talking about spirituality at the end of the last hour, and I wanted to get a little bit deeper into that because you were discussing Hitler and some people suggesting that his views were spiritual, but in a dark sort of a way.
That's right.
And I guess when I think of spiritual, I'm thinking of positive things, and apparently there's another side to that.
Well, I think, like everything, we have positive and negative aspects. I mean, a lot of things, a lot of tools can be used for good or for evil, if you will. So spirituality only seems to follow that same logic, and that you can worship things to do good. I mean, everyone wishes that people were good in their nature, and this wonderful belief that everyone is good by nature, and it's just they're led astray. Well, that's not true. I mean, you have people that are here on a good path or a positive path, just as you have people who are here on a negative path.
Mm-hmm.
That's just how life is. It'd be wonderful if this was utopia, but it isn't. So it always seems to follow that you would also have a negative sort of religion as you would a positive religion. And certainly there's many differences in what they do and the various actions that they take. But all that aside, it all comes down to the energy that they're manufacturing and they're using. And this energy, whether it's a positive or a love energy, or if it's a negative or a hate energy.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's kind of what separates it. Individuals can pursue a life of darkness and try to achieve of that if they wish, or they can pursue a path of positivity, of love. And, I mean, many people wish that they would because it would be a much more loving place and more peaceful and all that, but that's not reality.
You had mentioned during one of the breaks that you consider there to be a difference between being spiritual, as you would describe yourself,
yes,
and religious.
That's right. Religious and spirituality, I mean, they can overlap, certainly. But the difference is that the dogma that a spiritualist follows is not a written, necessarily a codified system. It is just an individual choice. It's an individual thought and belief system. It's very simplistic. It's very easy. And that's what makes it so successful.
Well, I mean, organized religion, yeah. I usually would separate the difference between organized religion and religion because just going on the definition of religion, the set of beliefs concerning the cause, nature, and purpose of the universe, especially when considered as the creation of a superhuman agency or agencies, usually involving devotional and ritual observances. So, yeah,
well, okay. Here's the idea. A lot of people are simply not creative enough to create their own spirituality. Okay,
mm-hmm.
So they need something.
Pick one up.
They need something to latch on to or some jumping off of position. And then you have individuals who can create their own identity completely. I mean, it's just...
Wait, didn't we all jump off of something? I mean, what's your religious history? I mean, did you grow up in a religious family at all?
I grew up in a Christian family or a Catholic. I don't remember which one. I know there's a difference.
There was a church involved at some point, though?
Yes, I believe it was Christian.
Singing hymns?
Yes. And I went to school. I didn't go to a Catholic school, but I went to Sunday school. My dad was a reader and all that. But
did you eat the communion with
Yes, I did. But the entire time I was doing that, it was just, I knew I was just doing the actions. You know, I never actually believed what I was saying or doing.
I don't think I did either. I was
doing it because it was like schoolwork.
Yeah. I knew I didn't want to be there. I tried to skip out as much as I could. Oh, you did?
Absolutely. I believed all that stuff. I was scared out of my mind of this God that would send people to hell. I didn't want to go there.
Well, it's still, the programming is still inside me, like, so it's stuck with me to some extent, but I don't really believe it. I don't think I ever really did, but it's still there. Isn't that weird? Does that mean I did believe it, but...
I don't know.
Or what?
Like, no, it just has, like, points in your life that you remember are affected by this religion that you experienced. Yeah. I mean, whatever, maybe you remember a communion or a party after a mass, you know, eating hot ham with the pastor, whatever it is.
That sounds dirty.
Well, I don't intend for
it to
be dirty.
Me.
No. Midwest, that's what we do. But anyway, it's not like you're controlled by it, because clearly you have your own actions of your own volition.
So, okay, so you grew up in a Christian church to some extent. Was it a weekly event that you'd go to church?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
But like I said, I didn't even believe.
But you don't
school.
Even remember the denomination. I find that very interesting.
It was because it's a non-issue for me.
Yeah, well, like mine, I remember Presbyterian was.
So if it's in the Midwest, then I'm gonna go out on a limb and say Lutheran.
Lutheran?
Oh no, I was either Christian or Catholic. It was,
well, is there a division?
Lutheran is Christian. It's kind of a Catholic.
Oh, it wasn't
version.
Lutheran. I guarantee you
okay.
that.
Right, well, in the Christian religion, there are all kinds of subsets called denominations, and that mine was Presbyterian, whatever the heck that means. I don't even know what the differences are, but I know the Baptists have the big old pool that they dunk you in fully when you
it's
get baptized.
To get
well, okay,
wet.
Think of it this way. Okay,
and
the occult,
dance.
You think about them sacrificing things and worshiping, and then there's blood. You think it's not the actual action of sacrificing something. It's not like I'm killing a rabbit or whatever. That's not what matters. It's the act itself of killing something that is such a spiritual act. It's the act
in
of
negative spirituality or positive?
Oh, right.
Both.
Well, right, in negative spirituality or positive.
Because doesn't God in the Bible ask for sacrifices as well? Would that be a positive sacrifice?
I think
God
the chances
it?
Are better the priest didn't like to work for a living and they just wanted free food.
But the thing is that you're still destroying.
Mm.
It's still a negative action. Killing something is still a negative action, regardless.
Even if it's in the name of God.
Even if it's in the name of whatever it is, it doesn't matter. You're. It's a subtraction. It's very simple. You don't have a choice in that matter.
Right, and somebody who was maybe more spiritual might say that by killing another thing, you're actually killing a part of yourself.
Certainly, I could see. Yeah, if you believe
that everything is one, and that you know all of us are connected to some extent.
But it's not death for that thing, because that thing is still here. It's still in our existence. Our existence didn't lose that thing. It's just the spirit that was in that thing, or whatever you want to call it.
You know, it's such an emotional thing to kill something, and then at the same time, we eat the flesh of dead animals every day. You know, and it's amazing how we've been separated from that. That emotional aspect of killing, to the point that we just you don't even think about it. No, let's see, chicken leg quarters, 89 cents a pound. Mm. I'll take a couple of those.
Well, I think that's the gap between civilization and primal sort of humans is your tendency to kill.
We'll come back with more here, 800-259-9231. Also, you are certainly invited to discuss this or whatever you want to bring up. You take control of the airwaves at 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
What?
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
What is the number one secret to all your health problems? I'll give you a hint. Dr. Alexis Carroll kept chicken heart tissue alive for 28 years in a test tube. He said the cells remained youthful so long as the metabolic waste were washed away. But when waste were allowed to accumulate in and around the cell would age and then die. So the key to radiant health is cellular cleanliness. And the key to keeping the cells clean of chemicals, free radicals, and heavy metals that we are bombarded with in our society is glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by every cell of the body. Glutathione levels decline due to toxicity and aging. The number one food to replenish your body's glutathione levels up to 64% or more is unheated, grass-fed whey protein powder. This miraculous superfood may do more for your health than any other supplement you've ever taken. To get your free report on the best whey protein powder, call 888-988-3325 or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorld, WHEY.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Okay, yeah, I'm ready. Okay, yeah. Stop that. Oh, wait. Kid, you're killing me. Okay. They want me to dress up like Santa. My thoughts? What's this gonna prove? They want to remind you about the holiday special. So here it is. Buy a month's supply of Life Change Tea and get 2 extra weeks free. Get some free tea in the holiday spree. Oh, my goodness. Lose weight and don't become the size of Santa. Oh, who wrote this? Buy 1 month, get 2 weeks free. That's the best sale of the year. So go to getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. Come on, new people. 928-308-0408. And all of you that have ordered the tea, thank you for this year. We love you. Guys, yeah, we know you love us too.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Airwaves. Dial in toll free 800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL CAI. It's 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website. We've got a webcam. You can watch and listen and chat. The chat room built into the very same page as the webcam. Go to cam.freetalklive.com to get interactive in that way and enjoy the cam. Cam.freetalklive.com. It's free and brought to you by Memory Dealers.
That's right. Memory Dealers is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs. They offer the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, GBICs, Zenpacks, X2s. They're 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers and up to 99% off of list price. They also have also offer customized solutions for your transceiver requirements, including private labeling, in stock, ready to ship, via overnight delivery, memorydealers.com.
All right, let's continue here. Let's go to Chris listening in Utah. Chris, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, JJ, and Mark.
Hi. I just wanted to call in with some of my thoughts and see what you thought about them.
All right, please.
Just as humans evolve and our brains evolve, our level of possible thought evolves. And to my mind, it would seem that the people who are trying to keep us back through things like
Religion? Like government?
Like religion. Like statism of any sort. I apologize.
You might want to make some notes the next time you call in, just to kind of go over the points that you want to make. That way you don't get lost.
Well, I guess I have this question about evolution. You know, we've moved out of the savannah quite some time ago, and I suppose that there's some level of a survival of the fittest going on in, say, the Bronze Age, Iron Age, and things like that. But I don't know if they're evolutions of the mind.
Can I speak to that point?
Sure.
Actually, what I think is that a lot of the laws that were created initially back in the very beginning were sort of the sense that the weaker wanted to have some control over the stronger, and the only way they could do that is with a community sort of sense of laws, because the stronger will always be able to just overpower the weaker. And that's just an idea that came up, that you could see a community of a few strong people just dominating, and then they get together and create a law that says, well, you can't do this anymore, and sort of take some of that power away from the strong person simply because they are just the stronger person.
Or the strong person institutes the law to more easily control the weak, because...
Yeah, that could be too.
Strong. So, having been strong at one point, I can tell you that you can't win every fight. You can't win...
Well, it's always someone stronger.
Especially, you know, when it comes to, you get a small nick, you get infected, and you die.
Yes, exactly.
You don't have to win to lose.
Well, you could also look at the idea that what the strong in charge of the weak is sort of a dictatorial, whereas the weak in charge of the strong is just the opposite, or the
more democratic,
socialist, whatever you want to call it. But yes, I think both of those have arisen.
Chris, have you been able to collect your thoughts?
Any
at all?
Thoughts?
With regards to the socialism. Or the communism, the concept that we want to survive as a group above the collection of the individual. Does that make sense?
I haven't really heard any thoughts on your part. I mean, what are you getting at?
Yeah, restate it for me.
I had notes, but I lost.
It's a shame. You might want to give us a call tomorrow night. Thanks for the call tonight.
Thanks.
I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. I don't know, JJ. It seems more like, I'm not going to comment on the history of man. I wasn't around for it. But it seems to me that the politicians, they're not physically strong necessarily, but they certainly desire the strength to rule over others, and that's what government allows them to do. It allows them to have strong men essentially enforce their viewpoint on the rest of us who are comparatively weak, because we don't have, the strength of a military or the strength of a police department or a SWAT team behind us.
Right. It is that way. Well, you think about it this way, okay. If you're going through society, and you're just driving and to get some food somewhere, and some dude cuts you off, and at the stoplight, you're upset, and it's like, he does something else. You could see it in a situation where if road rage happens, one person gets out and he just pummels the other guy for being a jerk. Mm-hmm. But not with a system of laws. You see, then he has this idea of punishment. Instead of, this guy could be a complete jerk and just. Do whatever he wants and get away with it, because if this guy asserts himself as being the stronger of the two, the laws will come down upon him and put him in jail or whatever.
Presumably.
Presumably,
I mean, it presumes the laws are actually working and that there'd be some way to catch that person and so on and so forth.
People certainly want protection from that possibility.
And then, of course, the man in the other car might have a gun, which, of course, completely changes.
It is a great equalizer.
Yes.
Changes the entire situation. Let's continue with your thoughts. John is in Florida. John, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, JJ, and Mark.
Hey, I just wondered, I could, take some sixth grade math here, and I could show you about the Jews, killing the Jews in Germany, 9/11, and the moon, how they're all, all you have to do is apply this math to them, and you'll look at them totally different.
I would love to hear the math that connects the Jews, the moon, and 9/11.
Okay, well, it's not exactly well, listen to this, okay. Illinois, the state of Illinois has about 11, 12 million people.
Okay, I'll take your word for it.
So during Germany, you would have to take all those people, half the people would have to kill the other half the people. If you killed 2,000 people a day...
Wait a minute, hold on a second. I don't think half of the population in Germany was involved in the extermination. It was a very small percentage of the population that were exterminating a very large percentage of obedient people. So what's your relevance in even bringing up the idea that half the people would have to kill people? I don't understand even the connection you're trying to make.
I'm just sliding it back and forth, making it easier to accomplish than what it would have been, because they would have had a small army attacking 6 million people, and not only attacking them, but taking them to transporting them to gas chambers. If they killed 2,000 a day, it would take 10 years. If you stack one body on top of another of 6 million people,
you're a Holocaust denier, is what you're saying, right?
But he's gonna wrap the moon.
I'm just
into
trying
this
to
one.
Make sure I understand
just
where we're coming
stop,
from.
Stop! I want to hear about the moon.
Okay. What's with the moon?
Okay, the moon. First of all, you remember the first moon landing where they said they only had a certain amount of fuel to get there? They had like 10 seconds, then they took over the computer controls. Remember that?
I wasn't around for it.
I'll take your word.
Well, that's what happened. They barely had enough fuel for that first moon landing.
Mm-hmm.
So on the next mission, they actually bring a dune buggy up there. All the weight of a dune buggy, and the dune buggy cannot physically fit on the lunar rover.
Okay.
I mean, on the lunar modules.
All right.
And the other thing is that...
So the dune buggy wasn't really there?
Well, you just have to do the calculations yourself and see what you come up with.
Oh.
What calculations?
You haven't given me any numbers to calculate with yet.
Well, the fuel involved, the weight of the lunar rover.
Are you going to suggest that the moon landing was actually faked in a Hollywood studio and that no one has ever landed on the moon?
No, I'm just saying prove that it can be done.
Do you think there's a chance that Hitler actually shot those 50 million Jews to the moon?
Pardon me?
Do you think there's a chance Hitler shot those 50 million Jews to the moon?
The dark side.
Well, you could do the fuel calculation on that, too, if you really want to be
what is your, what is the connection you're trying to make here? Because you're alleging that no one has ever landed on the moon, correct?
No, I'm just saying do the calculations. Well, look how hot the moon is. It's 212 degrees. And how are you going to get a suit to cool you down so your blood doesn't boil, much less walk around on the moon?
But there's a dark side of the moon, too.
What's that?
There's a dark side of the moon that never faces the sun. And couldn't you just land on the edge of it? I mean, surely these people are engineers. They might pick where they land, the edge of the hot and cold area.
They were in direct sunlight.
I'll tell you what, I want to hang on to you here because I just want to kind of understand where you're coming from. At 800-259-9231, you can take control of the airwaves and really bring up anything you want, even the most preposterous nonsense. 800-259-9231, you take control of the airwaves, bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
The holiday season provides a great opportunity to share a vision of freedom and how we'll get there. And all of the inspirational and beautifully illustrated publications from BigHeadPress.com are great tools for sharing the freedom message with thoughtful stories, and they are extremely entertaining and a pleasure to read. Just one of the many imaginative graphic novels from BigHeadPress.com is Escape from Terra. Humanity is going to space, and government is not invited. Space pioneers seeking wealth and freedom in outer space. Check out BigHeadPress.com.
How does a cruise to Bermuda sound? How about a cruise to Bermuda with Stefan Molyneux, Wes Bertrand of Complete Liberty, and me? This cruise isn't just a convention on the water, it's an unconference where the event is what you make of it. The boat has an ice skating rink, rock climbing wall, miniature golf, and much more. The ship leaves Bayonne, New Jersey in November 2011. But you need to reserve your berth now. They're as low as $535, double occupancy. Go to cruise.freetalklive.com. Do it today. cruise.freetalklive.com.
Do you want to get away from additives and preservatives in your food? Need alternatives to conventional food preparation? Do you want to save the fruits of your gardening labor? And are you looking for an excellent gift idea? Then check out the Excalibur Dehydrator. Dehydration is one of the healthiest, most cost-effective, and fun ways to feed yourself and your family. Make healthy snacks like fruit roll-ups and beef jerky. Store healthy food in case of an emergency with no added salts, fats, or preservatives. And save hundreds of dollars by drying it yourself with the Excalibur Dehydrator. The Excalibur Dehydrator comes with an industry-leading exclusive 10-year warranty. And when you order, you'll receive a free book filled with amazing, easy recipes, a $25 value free for a limited time. Just mention coupon code GCN. Learn more and order your Excalibur Dehydrator today at drying123.com. That's drying123.com. Drying123.com. Or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254. Season's greetings and health and wellness from Excalibur Dehydrator.
You worry. We do too, so that's why we made the new OfTheField.com website. New features include the ability to grow and expand, the Free Foragers Forum, and an ultra-secure e-commerce platform. In celebration of our launch, from now until December 6th, take 10% off on everything in our Learning Resources area by using the coupon code NEWSITE. That's N-E-W-S-I-T-E, no spaces. With this new platform, it is our commitment to serve the foraging community with questions, tips, tricks, and advice freely asked for and given by all. In these times, the strong and principled must stick together, share information, and form bonds stronger than any food tyranny. Wild food is both free to own and free to take, and together we can keep it that way. So go to ofthefield.com and use coupon code NEWSITE or call 888-51-EAT-FREE and give the gift that gives for life. That's ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. All of nature's bounty lies at your feet.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MaineMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish at M10 gas masks are $3 for $30, and Swiss filters are $3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MaineMilitary.com has them, plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. Or call 877-608-0179, 877-608-0179. MaineMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want by dialing in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. And if you enjoy the program and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can become a Free Talk Live amplifier for as little as $3 a month. We'll take that money in. And we'll reinvest it into the show, getting on more radio stations around the country, bringing more internet listeners on board as well. Go to amp.freetalklive.com, get signed up there, get perks like access to the amp-only call-in lines, the amp-only forum, the amp-only podcast, and more. Get the details, get signed up with any major credit card, PayPal, or alternative options at amp.freetalklive.com. And while you're on our website, you can grab a whole bunch of archives, all the way back to as late as 2006, free, courtesy of HostGator.
HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting. They make it easy for you to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free and easy site builder tools. They've got 4,500 templates from which to build your website. Whether you want a personal blog or complete e-commerce business website, you can let the experts at HostGator.FreeTalkLive.com host you. They've got technical support there for you, 24/7 tech support. They got a $100 Google AdWords credit and a 45-day money-back guarantee. It's HostGator.FreeTalkLive.com. Get your first month completely free when you use the portal we've created, HostGator.FreeTalkLive.com.
All right, let's continue here. John is on the line in Florida with some pretty outrageous allegations here tonight. Not only denying the Holocaust, John, but also combining it with a moon landing denial, denying that anybody could even possibly land on the moon, you say, because of the high temperatures. However, that is why they have the spacesuits. And what I would suggest that you do is go online and do a little bit of research about how spacesuits work, and you'll find out about how they're insulated and temperature controlled, and there's all other
high tech.
It's a pretty neat device. It's probably not as high tech as it could be because it's the government.
That's true.
But you know, they
got a lot of free money to throw at it.
Yeah, I don't know if they've really cut down on the bulkiness over the years, but I'd imagine if we actually had private space exploration, they probably would have cut down on the bulkiness of the spacesuits by now. But nonetheless, go ahead with your thoughts, John, because I want to hear more.
Well, you see, you're just kind of glossing over that. If you really realize how big the battery pack had to be on that, it would have to be just huge. It had to be as big as a Volkswagen to supply that, to cool that, to cool them down.
Uh-huh. Plus the, are you an engineer?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, what do you engineer?
I work on all kinds of different projects.
Mm-hmm. Are you mechanical or electrical?
Electrical.
Okay. Yeah, it's my understanding that the moon only gets as high as, and I'm not saying this isn't warm, it's certainly rather warm, but 250 degrees Fahrenheit. And you would think, I mean, you know, they've created the amazing technology of oven mitts, and you might be able to, you know, make that work a little better for a little longer period of time. It's not like the guys on the moon were spending a heck of a lot of time out there.
Well, I mean, also, their feet were the only part touching the ground. You have a big, thick layer of that shielding they put on the outside. I don't think much heat's going to get through. Just a big layer of non-conductive material.
Well, you have to look at BTUs and do the conversion factors and then see if what you're talking about is actually true. Otherwise, it's just a lot of hot air. And I'm trying to just deal with six.
So, do you believe that they actually the astronauts actually go into space, just have never gone to the moon, or how far do you think they've gone?
I'm not saying they did or not, but I find it very funny.
It sure sounds like you're saying they didn't, because all the claims you're making are, you know, contrary to the established what appears to be fact with the video footage of people actually being on the moon.
Well, there is no, like you said, I have researched it, and the thing on the suits just doesn't. It's not technologically feasible with the suits that they recommended to do that. They don't have the battery.
Have you ever,
the storage on the lunar. You know, the lunar module is just, it's not big enough to house all that stuff. It's physically impossible. You can look at it and tell it immediately.
Well, look, they've been dealing with putting people in hot situations for a long time, using furnaces, blast furnaces, and all sorts of different kilns and all that sort of stuff. So people understand how to insulate against the heat, and it works in temperatures far above the 200 and
about 250. As a matter of fact, the average computer CPU gets up to 250 degrees, and they cool that thing off with heat sinks a little fan.
Yeah, well, you're talking a totally different area. You know, you're talking like one BTU versus about 100,000 BTU.
But there's no air to conduct that heat on the moon's surface. So the heat
exactly.
is basically just the surface of the moon. If you insulate yourself against the surface of the moon with a foot protection, I think you're fine.
Right, and the moon only, it spins, so the sun's only heating a certain side of it at a given time. So, I mean, the area of the moon that is heated by the sun moves, so it cools and then heats and cools and heats. So it's not like it's holding all that reflective energy of the sun in its soil or anything.
All 24 hours or whatever.
Do you think they would bring a dune buggy up there and drive all over because they had enough fuel and everything and power, and it was just like, way to go, man, you know?
Look, man, I'm the first person to critique the federal government on whatever it is they do. However, I think that the moon landing is believable because at that time the government was in competition with the other governments of the world, and that's one of the space race. We wanted to see who could make it up there first. And John, you know, that's it seems pretty clear to me that that's actually what has happened.
Let me ask another question, John. What if you do manage to convince, you know, a certain percentage of the population that the moon landing was not real? What do you think you'll accomplish?
What do I think I'll accomplish?
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, obviously I assume you believe it. I don't know for sure. You haven't taken a strong stand on it, but I think you don't believe that the moon landing's real. And if it's not real, and, you know, you manage
to prove
that.
Whatever I accomplish will just lay there, you know, wherever it lays. I mean, it's like, I don't know, if you do something, you accomplish something, you know, I'm looking at it.
So it's your hobby, basically. I mean, this is your hobby. You realize that there's nothing that you'll actually be able to change in this particular case. You're just calling a talk radio show for the heck of spreading the your idea.
Well, not really.
You're welcome.
I mean, I'm just trying to get people to think. Okay.
No. Okay.
No. Here's what I'd suggest. There are websites out there.
9/11.
Hold on one moment. There are websites out there about this moon landing and all their purported evidence as to why it's faked. And when you just look at it, you know, you might think, oh, well, maybe they're onto something. But then you read the rebuttals to that their purported evidence, and it just blows them out of the water. And it's the same thing with the 9/11 thing. There's all kinds of...
especially the same thing with the Jewish thing. Because, you know, not only will you... You can't prove to people that it didn't happen because it's so inculcated in their education, but you're going to make people very, very angry when you bring up the Holocaust and say it didn't occur.
Yeah, Holocaust deniers are fools, period.
Whoa. Okay, if you have a train, and the trains can only hold about 1,000 people, that's like... 20 busloads of people on a train of carrying 1,000 people.
What makes you think they trained? What makes you think they transported everyone they executed on a train?
Huh?
What makes you think they transported everyone they executed that
they
exterminated?
Tell me how they did the Holocaust. How they killed 6 million people. Tell me how they did that.
All different ways.
Tell me physically. How many
of them were machine gunned down in the middle of town?
Why do you need to go through this again? No. What are you trying to prove? Let's get to the root of this. What are you trying to prove? What's your point?
I want to know actually how it happened.
Go do some research, dude. It's online. Like Mark said, some people were just exterminated right in the middle of where they lived and where they slept.
They were called partisans and shot.
They weren't transported somewhere and then put in... And not all of them were put in gas chambers. Not all of them were executed the exact same way.
What is knowing how this happened going to do for your life?
What percentage of them were killed with machine guns?
I'm sorry, what?
What percentage of them were killed with machine guns?
I'm not an expert on the details of history,
sir. I think the more important question is...
You act like you are.
No, Mike, I think the more important question is, what are you going to accomplish by proving that it's not true?
I want to prove it is true. You proved to me it's true physically.
What do you want to prove that's true?
Look, I can tell you 50 million people died during World War II. There are bodies for it. There are mass... sites of graves in the Soviet Union where 350,000 people were just laid, the peasants had to go out and pick them up for days and days and days on end. Otherwise, Stalin would have had them shot. Yeah, I mean, these things happened.
You have an armament factory producing bullets. How many bullets is that armament factory producing every day?
You want to wrap yourself up in these inane details and create some sort of conspiracy behind it. The fact of the matter is, a lot of Jews were killed in World War II
and
by the Nazi
and
Party.
What if it was half as many
Period.
Jews? You know, what if only 3 million Jews, not 6
yeah,
million Jews
who cares
were killed?
The number?
Would it be any less of a tragedy? I mean, if it's your mom, then it's a tragedy.
If it's anybody's mom, it's a tragedy. And thank you for the call tonight. Wow. 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever's on your mind. We're not going to go down the rabbit hole with you, but we'll certainly ask you questions about it. And I don't think anybody on this show has ever claimed to be an expert when it comes to details of history, but I would imagine that an ammunition factory can crank out quite a bit of ammo every day.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.